Did last week's US election shape the future for the next 4 years or the next eight? The Obama presidency is already historic by its nature, but Barack Obama only has a chance at cementing his place in history if he can govern well enough to get re-elected in 2012. That will require discipline on his own side, but if he's lucky, he'll also face a divided opposition 4 years from now. The Republicans are in severe disarray after their loss and after 8 years of the Bush administration. Professor David Brady is Deputy Director of the conservative think tank, the Hoover Institution. He'll be speaking tomorrow as part of a forum held by the United States Studies Center at Sydney University. Looking at the election results, I began by asking him, where did all the Republicans go?
That's interesting. Because of this poll we did with YouGov Polymetrics, an internet poll, we were able to actually interview a sample of 5,100 people, 1,700 Republicans, 1,700 Democrats, and turns out that about 8%, whatever the other polls are showing, about 8% left the Republican Party to become either independents or Democrats. And two factors sort of drove it. One, the major one, was anti-Bush. They were thought he did a very poor job, anti-Iraq war. And on the second set, there were a smaller set of people who left the Republican Party due to issues like gay marriage, universal health care, etc. They disagreed with Republican positions. But that really means there's 6 to 8 million fewer Republicans in the country. So a base strategy that would work in 2004 simply couldn't work in 2008 and probably won't work into the future.
In 2004 particularly, there was almost a triumphalist mood in the Republican Party. There was a sense that there was a tide that was rolling over the United States and the Democrats were not going to be able to turn it back. Now it looks kind of the other way.
Absolutely. The hard part is determining at the end of an election, is this sort of permanent or is this really a phenomenon of the election and of these particular candidates? We did write a piece in 2004, we being my colleague Doug Rivers and I, claiming that Republican victory, they shouldn't be celebrating too much because there was absolutely no switching of political parties toward the Republicans. It stayed the same. What won for Bush was character issues. Kerry was ahead on all the issues, like Social Security and so on, the economy. But on character issues, like honest, trustworthy leader, he never caught up with Bush. And two, terrorism was much more important in 2004 than it was in 2008. And the combination of those two things meant a Bush win, but the 2008 switch away from the Republicans may turn out to be significant.
But digging into figures again, I noticed some articles which said that people are still in roughly the same numbers identifying themselves as either conservative or liberal. That much hasn't changed, so that's not necessarily pointing to a long reign for the Democrats either.
It does not, and for exactly that reason. If the Democrats move too far to the left, the conservatives could come back into the Republican Party. At this point, they haven't been very happy with George Bush because he had a taxing policy favorable to them, but there was no problem that he didn't throw money at, from education through agriculture through Medicare Prescription Drug Act bill. So conservatives were not very happy with the president, but they could go back to the Republican Party if President-elect Obama governs too far to the left.
But at the moment, whether it's on issues like Sarah Palin or substantive issues of ideology or governance, the Republican Party looks more like a circular firing squad, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, that's a nice way to put it. In fact, it does. There's always, after an American election, there's the different politicians trying to put the right spin on it, so they'll be the candidate for the future. As in a parliamentary party, the same thing goes on when you lose. But in the United States, it appears to be a little more visible, not so contained. And at this point, that's right. There's people saying, oh, no, you weren't conservative enough. No, you weren't too. You were too conservative and so on. So that's exactly right. They're going to have a hard time sorting out what it means to be a Republican, what it means to be a conservative, and that's going to take a while, and the battle will be fought around candidates.
In 1964, the Republicans were really badly beaten when Goldwater was their candidate, and it's been long argued that one of the reasons why they got back in so strongly when Reagan came back was that they'd spent the time in between building up an intellectual framework. It's now being argued that that intellectual framework's been comprehensively torn down, and nowhere more so than with the selection of somebody like Sarah Palin as vice presidential candidate. What do you say to that?
I essentially agree with that. I have argued in some talks at home that what the Republican Party needs to do is to actually think what it means to be a conservative again, because the tax issue, which is the one thing that kept the Reagan coalition together, interestingly, in our YouGov parliamentary polls, that just didn't move voters the way it used to. So when you'd say, you know, he, she, they're spenders, they're going to tax, increase your taxes, it just didn't work the way it used to. So conservatives, and that could overlap some with Republican, it might not, but conservatives and think tanks and other places need to sit down and think about what it means, because certainly the basic parts of the Reagan revolution are in tatters at this point. So I agree with that.
Professor David Brady of the Hoover Institution will be speaking tomorrow at a forum held by the United States Studies Center at Sydney University. And you can hear a longer version of that interview on our website later this evening. Our website is abc.net.au/pm.